When he's dehydrated, he starts acting crazy. So I will do the dye-free organic Pedialyte just to get it in him. And this could be a cancelable offense, but he hates the taste. So I bought him Prime and I mixed half and half just because, like, at that point, I don't care. Yeah. Like, he's just, like, so drowsy. So, and as soon as he will drink that, then he's, like, back to normal. And I know if I were to take him to the hospital, like, they're gonna give him something equivalent. So I might as well just do it at home. Okay, guys, welcome back. Today we are going to be talking about how we stay healthy in the winter.
AKA sick season.
Yes. Quotes. Yeah, AKA flu season. And it's not by getting our flu shots. So that's what you were hoping to hear. You'll be disappointed.
No. Very disappointed. Yeah. I don't believe in sick season. I believe that it is gorge yourself with unhealthy foods, don't exercise, don't go outside, just don't do anything good for you season.
Yeah, and the no sunlight, really.
Yeah.
You know, your vitamin D is down, yep. Your mood's down, you're eating all the junk from all the holidays, which, don't get me wrong, I love the holidays and the cookies. But it's like, it is actually insane to think about. We go from Halloween, which kids just gets bombarded with sugar. Mm-hmm. And then a few weeks later, it's Thanksgiving, bombarded with sugar. And then Christmas, bombarded with sugar. And then it's like, it's New Year's, sugar. Yeah. And then it's Valentine's. Like, that's insane to think about how much sugar is in those, what, 5 months.
And think about this, too. You've got two parents that are probably both working. They've got Christmas parties, whatever parties, office parties. And then you've got kids that have got all these other parties and then birthday parties in between. And then you've got like school parties and everything. It's like, it is nonstop once Halloween hits. It's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, plus, it is wild.
Plus you're all getting injected with viruses.
Well, and also think about how much more people are drinking. And I'm not saying never drink again. Yeah. Like, personally, I don't drink. But, like, if you think about it, you know, like, the Christmas parties, the Thanksgiving parties, New Year's Eve, like, you're bombarding your body with this poison and it's lowering your immune system response. And then we're getting sick. And the solution is not to go bombard your body with more toxins in the flu shot. That is just a guess. That's the thing that kills me is every year for the flu shot, they're just guessing what strain is going to be most. Yeah, like most. What's the word I'm looking for? Popular. what strain is going to be most popular that season? I don't know, but it's like it's just people think they get the flu shot and they're like, well, I get the flu shot every year and I don't get the flu. And I'm like, that is pure luck.
And they're like, it's funny every year too. They're like, oh, sorry, that one was only 20% efficacy. Like, yeah, my bad. Like, we'll get it better next year. Come back for your free flu shot.
Where was I the other day? And I was at a store and it was just like Walgreens, I think.
Yeah.
And it was like, get your free flu shot. And I was just thinking, like, why are you enticing these people to?
It's crazy. Or like, remember when they did the COVID shots and they're like, a free donut for your, for your time.
Yeah. Or like people were getting like gift cards, like get your COVID shot and you get a free gift card.
That was insanity.
Good times.
Crazy. Anyway, so yeah, that's sick season for you. Plus, like, add in, you're right, like, the weather gets bad. Seasonal depression is real, but, like, we're also just burdening our bodies so much that, like, that seasonal depression is going to feel 10 times worse than it needs to, you know?
Also, I was thinking about this. When the sun starts to go down early, that is, like, we're supposed to essentially hibernate in the winter, not like legitimately, but we're supposed to slow down. Like, we don't need to be out at midnight when, you know, the sun has gone down at 5 p.m. Like, some things, like, I want to be intentional about this winter is I want to, like, at our new house, we have like the red light settings on our lights. But even if you don't have that, like, think about like just turning on lamps or getting a few red light bulbs, because they're cheap. You can find, Jordan, where did you find yours? Like, didn't you just get them at a regular store?
Yeah, I went to Ace Hardware and it's like literally $2 for one red light bulb.
Yeah, and cheap. You have it in your bathroom?
I have it above my shower because I shower every night before bed, and then I have one in my bedside lamp.
Yeah. See, the, like, that's perfect. And then I was also thinking, I think it'll be so fun this winter to do dinners by candlelight instead of, like, have the big lights on because it gets so dark so early. Yeah. So, like, 5 o'clock we're eating dinner and it's dark. I was thinking, like, do candlelight, but just being more intentional about slowing down. Yeah. Also, I think a big thing is, like, winter times we should be eating, like, warm, nourishing foods, like soups, broths, you know, if you're into bone broth or stocks, like that type of thing, instead of eating, you know, like making a salad or like that vibe, eating more in season.
Totally agree. What's a good, that's like very Ayurvedic, have you, type of medicine, but you should look that up. Like lots of like the Asian cultures and stuff do that. They eat like with the seasons.
Yeah.
And there's like a lot of really good resources online if you're curious about that. Cause it totally makes sense. Like in the summer we crave cooler things like popsicles or whatever. Cause you know, we're hot. So it's like a yin and yang type of thing.
Jenny, the homeopathy lady, I forget her exact handle, but she talks all the time about only drinking warm drinks in the, well, she says all the time, but especially in the winter months. Mm-hmm. Because our throats should not be like being hit by cold liquids, you know, like I love iced matcha, but I think in the winter, I'm really going to try to do warm matcha instead.
That's so smart. Yeah. And like keeping your feet warm, socks and stuff like inside and outside. Like that's super important. I don't know.
Another thing Jenny says is scarves around the throat to keep, I guess it's like really important to keep your throat warm. I don't know. I don't really understand the science why, but on her page, she talks about it all the time about how she's always wearing scarves, like to keep her, protect her throat and keep it warm.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have like a regimen you do every winter or like what's your vibe?
What's my vibe? Well, first off, I don't stray from going outside. I do think it's important to still get outside and go get fresh air, especially like in the morning and the night for your circadian rhythm. So I'm still outside a lot, but I always prep. I do a fermented garlic honey. So I open up some garlic, put them in a jar, cover them with honey, and then I like put it in the cupboard for a few weeks, and I like burp it for that first week every day and just like let a little air out, and then that becomes fermented. So like if I start to feel like I'm gonna come down with something or just like want to keep my immunity up, I just eat some garlic or put some honey on whatever in some tea or something. But yeah, just making sure I am staying active. I do avoid all the like gorging on all the goods, even though it's hard to do. Like you do just want to get cozy and eat your heart out. But yeah, zinc is another one I start to supplement a little more. I do consider, I have never done this, but because we do get a lot of sun in the winter where I live, but like I would go to a tanning bed, and there's two different kinds. So you want to make sure the one has the vitamin D, but like I would do that to like get some vitamin D and like get some happiness going.
Yeah. Hot take. I'm not opposed to tanning bed. Like this is my conspiracy theory, is the government realized how good the tanning beds were for us. I'm saying so like true. The old school ones.
Yes.
Not, I'm sure like the newer ones aren't as great, but the old school ones. Mm-hmm. And then that's why they were pushing so hard. Skin cancer gives you skin cancer. Cut it off. Like nobody can do them. There was such a, like, I think it was when I was in high school, there was just such a rage about like skin cancer from tanning beds. But like it's the nasty lotions you're putting on yourself before you're getting in there and all those things.
That are, you don't want to go in for an hour, you know?
Yeah. But. Yeah. Yeah. Like I hear like 6 to 8 minutes or something was like the perfect time, but the more you know.
I bring him up a lot, but Paul Saladino, he lived in Washington for a while, and there you don't get a lot of sun up there. So he had a sun lamp in his house, and like,
wow.
So he could get vitamin, like that happiness, those endorphins going and stuff too. So I think that's super interesting. Also, this is another hot take. I don't believe we should be on a 12-month calendar. I think that was also set up to keep us sick and everything. We're not meant to start new years and set new goals in the wintertime. Like you said, we should be hibernating, right? So like also the 28-day cycle is the 13-month calendar, supposed to be synced up with the women's cycles. Like we're not meant to be
living. And the earth is flat.
And the earth is flat. No, also we did not go to the moon. Anyways, no, yeah. So I think there's a lot of things against us. Like daylight savings just happened. It's just, who controls time? How that is crazy that they think they can just change the times like that.
Yeah. Who made all this nonsense up? But yeah, that's so true. We should be started. The new year should be in the summer when we're like
motivated.
Yes. Yeah. Motivation's at an all time high. Okay. Do you want to go through like supplements we take?
Yeah. You go first.
Okay. I'll be honest, you guys, I'm not an avid supplement taker ever. Like, I will buy the supplements, but I'm never on a strict routine. But this year I have been getting my vitamin D tested regularly, and it came back at like low is 30. Optimal is, I forget. But anyway, mine was 31. So I did add in the Joywell vitamin D supplement because it has all the cofactors that you need for your body to be optimally absorbing it. Like, you need it with fats, you need it with, there was a few other things in there that you like need for it to be, you know, work well. And so Joey and I stocked up on that. I think we bought like 6 bottles to last us for the winter. You can use code Mary Kay if you want a discount, but I'm excited to use that because every year I do get a little bit sad in the winter, just like the blues. Yeah. I get a little bit down.
Yeah. I mean, it's important to stock up on vitamin D in the summer, but like, you still need like eating more like omega-3s and stuff, like fish oils and stuff like that.
Sardines.
Yeah.
I won't be eating those, but I will be taking my vitamin D. And then other than that, people always ask my regimen for Barrett. I like the Beekeeper Naturals spray.
Oh, propolis. Spray. Yeah, that's
he I'm loves saying. To spray that in his mouth. But these aren't things I'm doing every day. It's just like if I remember. Mm-hmm. So I have that on deck. I just have a lot of things on deck ready to go.
Yeah.
We do buy elderberry, which he enjoys taking. So he will take that most days in the winter. We get it from Healthy to Wholesome. If you're in my town, you probably aren't listening to this if you're from my town, but Healthy to Wholesome is where we get that. I have like vitamin D. I have liposomal, the little packets from Beekeeper's Naturals. I keep that on hand. And then I have a bunch of the remedies for like strep throat. It's like oregano and a few other oils. And like, I just have a lot of things that are like in case, just in case. But yeah, I don't feel the need to be like doing a strict regimen every day because I do think our bodies are meant to handle winters. Barrett has, I don't think he's ever had like the flu. I mean, he's thrown up before, but it's like a 24-hour bug. Mm-hmm. Like, I haven't had the flu since I think I was like 8 or something. Mm-hmm. I don't fear sick season because I never get sick.
I fear nothing. Yeah, also, some other good things to like just have to like take when you remember are like ginger capsules, garlic capsules. Like whole foods can be really nourishing. So like when you're making those soups, add like turmeric and ginger and all those like warming spices. But yeah, I keep those on hand. Turmeric powder I always have. Echinacea tinctures I always have on hand. For like the little babies and stuff, a good one is Feel Better Fast by Earthly. Yeah. That's a really good one.
Such an underrated brand. That is so affordable.
And it's like affordable and it's like a one-stop shop. Like you can get everything. I love them. Oh, magnesium is another really good one to be taking too. But yeah, I also am kind of like you. Like I have things in case we need them, but like, and I'm supporting my body, of course, but like I'm not stressing and like, oh, I need to take zinc every day or whatever. Oh, another good thing I always like to have is raw garlic and raw onion because like if I do feel a fever coming on, onions and socks, it sounds woo-woo and crazy, but I swear it zaps fevers.
So does potatoes and socks. That's what I've done with Barrett before.
I feel like onion's even better. And like onion, you can even chop and like put it by your bedside if you're feeling something. Or like, say you've got a cough or whatever, an earache, you can put an onion poultice on your ear or your chest or whatever. So yeah, those are all really good things. Like you don't have to complicate it, right? Like you also don't have to take NyQuil either though.
What should we tell the moms who are scared of like RSV and all of those like illnesses that infants are more prone to? I'll be honest, you guys, I wasn't scared of anything when Barrett was born. One, I wasn't even like full blown crunchy yet, but I was just like, he's getting breast milk. Like what more could the kid need? Like what artificial thing would be better than my breast milk? But I didn't like keep him indoors. I didn't. My big thing has always just been don't kiss my kid. Cause like you're disgusting if you kiss someone else's baby. Yeah. In my opinion, no offense, sorry. Maybe I didn't think that before I had kids, but now I'm just like, that's my kid, not yours. But yeah, I've never been scared of like the RSV. And yeah. I think now there's a vaccine for it that wasn't out when Farrah was a baby, and like the whooping cough and all of that.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I feel like our, what we're putting out there, like mentally our worries and stuff attract those things too. So yeah. like try not to stress about it. Cause like you will attract those things. But yeah, I mean, it is scary with the newborn, but you can't stop that, like let that stop you, like get still getting outside and fresh air. But yeah, I wouldn't let people kiss the baby or anything. Yeah. But yeah, breast milk obviously is the best, like lots of skin to skin, and just like kissing your baby is sending signals to your breast milk on like the antibodies and what to make and everything. So yeah, I wouldn't stress about it too much. I didn't, my daughter was 5 months ish last Christmas, and we were supposed to go to Washington, and I was just like, I don't want to fly with her. Like, she is still young, and if she does get sick, I would rather be home. Yeah. So, like, I didn't fly, but, like, this year we're going. She'll be, like, 18 months or something, and we'll be flying to Washington. So, I don't know. Just do what you're comfortable with, but, like, don't try not to let it stress you out, I guess.
Amen.
But, yeah. What are some other ways you can support a little babies? Oh, little Epsom salt baths are great. If you're so like doing a little bath at night, or you could put a little baking soda in there, apple cider vinegar or something. Those are all really good to just like kind of support the body.
Yeah, I agree. There's just really not much you can, like, sadly, there's just not much. If you have a tiny infant, there's really not much you can do. But I think there's a fine line. You could take them to the chiropractor to get adjustments. Mm-hmm. That helps the immune system. Yeah. That would be a good one.
Yeah, we've done that every week since she was born. Yeah, there's, I mean, you can, if you're breastfeeding, like, you can take more vitamin C and zinc and everything. They'll get all that stuff. So, yeah, it's just, like, it's just one of those things. It is scary, I guess, to think about, but, like, try not to let it hold you back.
Consume you. Yeah. Also, another thing is, if, like, you're into making soups, just always use, like, bone broth instead of, if you're just using, like, regular broth. Like, that would be an easy way to get more nutrients in. And we've been making our own bone broth, and it's just so easy to do, or like cheap our own stock. Yeah, way cheaper. So that's been nice to
do. How do you make stock?
So it's just less time being, like, bone broth, they say, is high histamine, so we try to eat pretty low histamine. So Joey will make it in the Instant Pot and let it will just cook for like 1 hour, and it's still super gelatinous, but it's just lower histamine than if you were to let it, you know, like in the crock pot or something, and let it go for 24 hours. It's just lower histamine. That's all.
What are some good store-bought brands? Fire and Kettle. Kettle and Fire. Bare Bones, I think is what it's called.
Yeah. Epic. I like that one. Oh, yeah. I think is what it is. That one's in glass. Jars.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
That one tastes so good.
Yeah.
Bonafide.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the only four I can think of.
Yeah. Those are good ones.
And eating seasonally does help too. It is a good way to support our bodies. I'm not really good at that though.
Yeah, me either. Also, just like add more garlic, add more.
Yeah.
Yeah, like
turmeric, ginger.
Turmeric. Yeah, just adding little things like that, I feel like really help.
Yeah. What would you do if Barrett came home with a sore throat? Like, what would be the first thing you gave him?
First, I would check his mouth to see if he actually had like the white spots or whatever. Like, one time he did have a sore throat and a high fever, and it was around the time everyone was fear-mongering strep throat, and I was just like, I feel like I can do it at home. I'll treat it at home. But I did take him to the doctors. Usually it's only people who bullet, like, it was some, like, I think my mom or someone was like, you have to take him in. So I took him in. Anyway, they said yes, he has the beginning stages of strep. So they called in amoxicillin or whatever. I just went home and I treated it myself, and I used Holistic Mother's Protocol, and I forget exactly what it was, but it was like echinacea, I believe, and oregano and a few other things. And I just went to the store, bought the stuff. I think one of the things I had to overnight on Amazon, and he was good within like 24 hours after. Yeah. So
I love that. I love for sore throats too. Like, Manuka honey is really healing. It's expensive, but regular honey's fine too, but Manuka's got a little bit more antimicrobial properties.
Also, having a homeopathy kit on hand is an absolute game changer. Yeah. I know when they're babies, it's kind of harder because you can't tell like the specific symptoms they're feeling, But like with Barrett, he can tell me like my head hurts, you know, in the front or the side. And then I'll just give a homeopathy remedy according to that. And that is how I have never had to use acetaminophen, because I can take the pain away that way. And I think people assume that when I say I've never given my kid Tylenol, they're like, oh, you let him suffer. But no, there's so many other things you can be doing than giving acetaminophen. So yeah, that's how he's almost seven and never had Tylenol or an antibiotic.
That's crazy. Usually
homeopathy does the trick.
Do the kits come with like something that explains like what
the one I got? Yes. And the Joywell one, I believe it's Joywell Holistic Mother's homeopathy kit, that does too. So it gives like the ailments, all the symptoms, mm-hmm. and then what exact remedies to be giving and how to give them. And you can also give homeopathy to babies. Like it's completely safe.
And you can't overdo it. Or if you give them the wrong one, it's okay.
Like, yes. Yeah. It just won't work. Like, and that's the thing, is you have to make sure it's the right remedy or it won't work. So that's the tricky part of like learning homeopathy. Cause some people will say like, I tried and it didn't work, but it's like, you probably didn't have the right remedy.
Yeah.
And that's the hardest part about homeopathy, is getting it right.
We need to have Jenny back on to talk about that stuff. We keep having scheduling issues, but
yeah.
We'll have her back on. Also, if you have access to like a sauna or something, that's a really good thing. Just like baths, bath season's real. Take some nice long soaks. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Those are all the things. Also, like, I know Kate's really bad at this, but like, don't be on your phone super late at night and all the things.
Yeah. Blue light's not good. Yeah. Joey tells me all the time. Also, I think if you're worried about fevers and like seizures and all those things, really try to take the time to look into them more. The holistic mm-hmm. mother, I talk about her all the time, but she has a highlight for everything. And she specifically goes over fevers and the seizures and like all of those things, just to give you more peace of mind, so you can feel like you are more competent and confident in treating your kids at home, instead of like always going for the Tylenol or the checkup or whatnot. And don't get me wrong, there's a time and place to take your kids in for sure.
Yeah.
But I'm just saying, it's not every time they spike a fever.
Yeah. So nebulizer is a really good thing to have on hand too. Mm-hmm. You can put like a saline solution in there, or like a peroxide or something. You can put a few different things in there to look, you can look that up. But yeah, nebulizer is a really good thing to have. I like to have a Navage too, which you can't probably use on little ones, but for like, you know, older kids and adults, it's like an irrigation machine, basically. It goes into both nostrils and cleans out your sinuses. And that's really good to do during the winter time. Well, really year round, especially like during allergy season and stuff. But yeah, I love my Navage.
Also to have on hand is electrolytes or some type. I'm actually not above Pedialyte when Barrett's dehydrated, because I think his blood sugar drops so much that when he's dehydrated, he starts acting crazy. And like, to the point, it's like, okay, either I need to get liquids in him now, or I have to take him to the ER. So I will do the dye-free organic Pedialyte just to get it in him. And this could be a cancelable offense, but he hates the taste. So I bought him Prime and I mixed half and half, just because like at that point, I don't care.
Yeah.
Like at that point, it's getting scary when he's like not cognitively there. Or like, you know, he's just like so drowsy. So, and as soon as he will drink that, then he's like back to normal. And I know if I were to take him to the hospital, like they're going to give him something equivalent. So I might as well just do it at home. But obviously
honestly, you know, Prime's like not the worst out there either.
Yeah. I just heard it's high in forever chemicals.
Oh, well, what isn't?
Yeah. What isn't? So, I mean, yeah. So I'll mix those two together and it does a trick for him.
Okay, cool. That's really good to know.
Yeah.
Crunchy moms everywhere are like, but everybody else is like, oh, okay, that's nice to know that.
Yeah, also, well, when I saw that holistic mother, that's what she does. She's like, I don't care. Like, the rules go out the window, because her daughter has the same problem. Like, her blood sugar will drop. And she's like, it doesn't, at that point, it's like, I'm giving her this or I'm taking her to the hospital. I'm going to give her this instead, you know, so.
Absolutely. I think that's a big misconception, is people think we're like anti allopathic medicine and like doing what we have to do, but like, there's a time and place for both. Right.
Yeah. And she was saying like coconut water is not going to cut it in this situation. Like when they're in dire need of, you know, a boost, like sure, coconut water isn't going to cut it in that situation. And that's when I was like, oh, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
So yeah, I have that on hand.
Cool. That's beautiful. Is there anything else?
Anything else we can add?
No, I don't think so. How's it going with your house? I'm sure people want to know. Are you still on track to move in?
Yes, we move in about a month. And they keep saying we're on track, but like every time we go in, it's just like little things that need to still be done. You know, like paint touch-ups and put in our appliances. And they were putting in our closet systems last week, but I think they only did our pantry. So it's just like they still need to do all the bedrooms and put all the light fixtures and all of that. And they have to put our like staircase or our balcony or whatever up. So it's just like little small details that aren't done yet, but
nice.
Hopefully soon. Someone DM'd Joey and just like went off on him yesterday. And it's like, this is the thing I hate about social media. He was like, you're going to spend that much money to build a 6,000 square foot house and do like a half ass job on it being non-toxic. Why not just build a tiny house and make it 100%? And it's just like, cause I didn't fucking want to. I didn't want to. I wanted a nice ass house, a big ass house. Okay. And then I added a sprinkle of the non-toxic things. Like
what else could you have done? Really?
Cry me a river. I don't know. Like, whether you want me to go find some organic bamboo.
You literally hired a non-toxic lady. Like,
literally.
What?
Like, people just on the internet are... I know I already went off on this tangent last week, so I'll calm down. But it's just like, how miserable are you? Shut up. Who cares what I do with my house? That's insane. The thing is, I never claimed for it to be 100% non-toxic. I literally just did the things I wanted to spend money on and that my builder was comfortable with. I never said, look at my house. I'm so much better. Like, anyway.
I don't know.
Anything else you want to add?
No, I think. Stay safe out there, you guys.
Stay safe this flu season.
Okay, bye. That's it for today's episode of Moms Unbothered. If this conversation made you think differently, question the norm, or even just feel a little more empowered in your health journey, do us a favor. Share this with another mom who needs to hear it.
If you're loving the show, the best way to support us is by leaving a quick review, subscribing, and connecting with us on social media. It helps us reach more moms who are ready to take back control of what goes on, in, and around their families. We'll be back next week with another conversation, but until then, trust your instincts, question to everything, and stay unbothered. Bothered.